Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
As I said, continuing on with our Christmas theme, on a sadder note, Christmas can be a tough time for a lot of people. It can be very isolating, hard to deal with, because, of course, people can be lonely apart from anything else, because not everybody has somebody. It can cause significant stress for a number of people, particularly for financial reasons, or if they're living with, say, an alcoholic or a drug addict, or there's family problems or whatever it happens to be, a number of reasons. Now, we spoke to Fiona Malley, the CEO of Turn To Me, an online site where people can access professional mental health services from the comfort of their own home. Now, this service is available to everyone over the age of 12, and Fiona joins me again tonight to discuss looking after your own mental health. Fiona, hi, how are you?
Good, very good. Thank you for having me.
Good. We go from the really madness of 10 minutes ago where people were talking about their dogs and all this funniness to thinking about Christmas in a different way. And we have to think about Christmas in a different way because there are people who unfortunately won't have a good time this Christmas because their mental health will play havoc, anxiety, or indeed if they're living with somebody who's not fun to live with or they're lonely. There's a lot of problems at Christmas, isn't there?
There is indeed, yeah. And I suppose when people think of Christmas, they think of togetherness and a time to celebrate and a time for gratitude and positive reflections and kind of Hallmark movies that depict a perfect life and a perfect family. But the reality is for the vast majority of people, they don't have that Instagram perfect life you see on social media. And a lot of people struggle with loneliness. A lot of people struggle financially. And I suppose the very fact that Turn To Me is a national mental health charity, Christmas is our busiest period of the year, and that in itself is testament to the amount of people that reach out to us that are feeling anxious, that are feeling lonely, and loneliness is a huge issue over Christmas, and not just for people who are you know, living on their own. Even younger generations also report feeling lonely as well. So it's a huge, huge issue. It's very, very prevalent among Irish society, and I suppose even though loneliness is a huge, huge issue, there are ways to tackle it, which we...
Sorry for interrupting you, Fiona, but what age group, when you say, and it's not so a statistic I'm sure you're proud of, that it's the busiest time of the year, Christmas, unfortunately, for people, and it is a time of the year where we, I suppose, we emphasise a lot of things, and that's why, and the same goes for grief as well, it can be worse for people at Christmas, but what age group are you looking at, and gender-wise, what is the gender makeup? Is it mainly men, mainly women? Is it younger people, older people? I mean, what's gender, or is it a bit of everything?
It's a bit of everything, to be honest, Niall, but we do, our users, the vast majority of our users are between the ages of 18 and some of our older users are in their 70s as well. But in terms of the gender breakdown, around 60% of our users are female and around 40% of them are male. It's very, very difficult to reach men compared to women. Women have a tendency to open up and talk more than men do. So we spend the majority of our budget on advertising online, and the grants that we get to advertise on via digital ads, we spend the majority of that budget trying to target men because they are harder to reach, and oftentimes
it's a kind of macho thing, isn't it? That men, there still is that in society. Women have better social circles than men, generally speaking. Men, you know, want to keep up that macho appearance, and they don't want to go to other people with their problems. They think it's their own problem to deal with. And it is time that men started reaching out and looking for help too. Okay, so the problems they're coming to you with, the number one would be loneliness, would it?
Number one would be loneliness, yeah. And loneliness takes many different forms. That can be, I suppose, exacerbated by grief, or it can be exacerbated by not having those social connections. And the older we get, particularly men, social connections can dwindle. Women tend to be better at keeping those social connections, particularly as they get older. And then also, I suppose, when we're younger, we have school, we have college, we have work that have an inbuilt social circle to them. But as we get older, those tend to fall away, which is why loneliness is such a huge, huge issue. And then people are very proud as well. You know, if you feel lonely over Christmas, not many people would reach out and acknowledge that they feel proud, or they might not want to, I suppose, impose on people or be a burden over the Christmas
period. They see that as a weakness or something, don't they? Maybe, I don't know. And that's not true. You should never feel like that about talking to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we certainly encourage people to open up. And then with the feeling of loneliness, you have a fear of feeling out of place. You have a fear of being a bit awkward, or again, being unburdened or imposing. And that can make people isolate themselves further. So it becomes a vicious cycle. So loneliness, you know, breeds loneliness.
Mm-hmm. And in relation to, I suppose, other problems people have at Christmas, I imagine, apart from loneliness, mm-hmm. it's maybe living with an alcoholic, domestic violence, people who drink mm-hmm. too much. All of those things mm-hmm. come into play, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they certainly do. And managing financial stress is a huge issue. The festive period often brings significant financial pressures, from buying gifts to hosting gatherings. And for a lot of people, that can lead to heightened anxiety and worry. And I suppose dealing with difficult family dynamics is a huge issue as well. Even though hopefully most people have at least one, you know, good relationship in their family, the reality is that the vast majority of families have at least one toxic relationship, or at least one dysfunctional relationship within the family unit. And tensions can rise during the Christmas period as people come together for extended periods under the one roof. That can often reignite old conflicts, or it can create new ones as well.
Now, the financial difficulties, obviously you can't do anything personally about the financial difficulties, but you can help people or equip them to deal better with how they mm-hmm. handle the anxiety related to that financial difficulty. Because, of course, mm-hmm. Christmas financially is a very difficult time for families. Or can be.
It is indeed. Yeah, it certainly is. And a lot of people would find themselves in the red. So they'll find their purses stretched after the Christmas period, coming into the new year. So, you know, certainly people, and particularly with the rising cost of living, people certainly are feeling the pinch. And although Turn to Me is not a financial advice organisation, we certainly do help people on how to deal with the anxiety caused by that financial strain.
In relation to what, if they contact Turn to Me, what is it that you kind of offer? What, I know you give free counselling sessions for adults online via kind of instant chat messaging, etc. So how does that work, and what sort of counselling sessions will they get there free?
So we do offer it via an instant chat function. We also offer it via a video function. And when I started as CEO of the organisation over 3 years ago, I thought, why is there a chat function? Surely most people would prefer the video function where you can see the counsellor. But actually some people, for lots of different reasons, they might not want their family members to hear them. They might not want their roommates to hear them. They mightn't even have the strength to verbalize what they went through, or they may themselves be nonverbal. So around 10 to 20% of our users opt to use the chat function for their counseling sessions. So we offer up to 6 free counseling sessions via the chat function or via the video format. We also offer free and unlimited support groups on anxiety, depression, grief, relationship issues. And we've launched another support group called the Christmas Blues support group that will run throughout December and the start of January. And then we also have a free meditation program, which is available 24/7.
Wow. Sounds great.
We
complain all the time that we don't have enough services in this country, and we don't, by the way, public services. We don't have, particularly for mental health. Are the government, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, the funding that you get, or that you get from the government, is it much? Mm-hmm. Is it enough? Does it cover the cost?
So it covers our core costs. So things like, for example, my salary, our IT costs, our insurance, our rent, anything like that is covered by the core funding grant that we get from NOSP. So NOSP is the National Office for Suicide Prevention. That's a sub-body of the HSE. And we're delighted to, you know, be able to get that funding. And, you know, we'd be kind of slow to criticise anyone because we can't bite the hand that feeds us. But, you know, the more funding that we get in, the more people we can help. So every single year we go knocking on their doors asking
with
for more money.
With a begging bowl, exactly.
So we are delighted with the funding that we get. All of our annual reports of financial returns are up on our website, so people can see the funding that we get from NOSP. And so it is, you know, significant funding. It's around 75% of our funding every year. It's just under 280,000, and that goes an awful long way. We help around 10,000 adults every year.
That's value for money, if you ask me, because I don't believe we don't put enough money into mental health. Because the problem with mental health in Ireland is, because we can't see it, it's not like a broken arm. When there's something wrong with your mind, you can't actually see it. But something wrong with your arm, you can see you're in a cast. And we associate that with an injury and with medical help, et cetera, with hospitals and everything else. But with mental health, because we can't see it physically, you know, we can see the end result to it and the damage that it causes to families and people else, we don't seem to have enough resources for it. We never do.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, one of the arguments for funding in the mental health sector is kind of, where do you put the money? So if you put the money, for example, into early intervention services, for example, the likes of Turn to Me and we believe that early intervention is the best preventative measure. If you put more money into early intervention, that would hopefully, you know, stop problems escalating. And
of course,
you know,
yeah,
there
yeah,
might
yeah.
not be, as you know, the same amount of significant funding needed in, you know, crisis interventions. So, you know, to answer your question, you know, we are funded by the HC, and we're very grateful for that. But, you know, of course,
it would be far better, of course, if people, at the first sign of something going wrong, if people would pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you know, to get some independent mm-hmm. advice or get a little bit of counselling, a little bit of help, than letting it, mm-hmm. you know, fester and turn into something mm-hmm. a lot bigger, where they're then on to pay to house or whatever it happens to be in a couple of years' time, where, because it wasn't dealt with properly in the first place. You know, yeah. We talked about Christmas there as well, you know, and I know, you know, the statistics are not good when it comes to Christmas. And a lot of people, you know, find sometimes everything gets a little bit too much for them. Mm-hmm. And I do want to let people know there is phone numbers you can ring there as well in relation to Peter House or the Samaritans or whatever it happens to be if you want to talk to somebody. But CEO Fiona Malley is also asking you to ring Turn to Me. And there's free counselling mm-hmm. sessions. So if you just want to talk to somebody and, you know, and get it off your chest, so to speak, you can mm-hmm. do that. And those counsellors, by the way, that talk to people, I'm assuming they're, how does that work? Are they impartial? Is that the way it works? They just kind of listen. They're good
yeah.
listeners.
Yeah, they're very good listeners. They're non-judgmental. So, you know, the way that they work is that they will hear the problem. They kind of, they're not lecturey, so they don't kind of tell people you should do X, Y, and Z, but they might, I suppose they're trained to get people to come to the right solution themselves, to make them see themselves, oh, this is a destructive pattern that I'm doing, or this isn't particularly helpful for, you know, my relationship, maybe I should change things. So they are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the Turn to Me services, they run 365 days a year, including on Christmas Day. So, you know, the people that we work with are absolutely fantastic. The work they do is just brilliant. And the number one thing that I suppose we get from the number one feedback that we get from people who use our services across every single demographic and every single location in Ireland is, I should have done this years ago. And that absolutely breaks my heart, because I just think, oh, all of those years of anxiety and depression could have been, you know, alleviated a little bit or helped. And I just think, you know, if that could have been prevented, and, you know, people could have been suffering a lot less had they, as you say, picked up the phone or signed up to counselling sessions earlier. So, as I say, we offer up to 6 free counselling sessions to adults living in Ireland, and we are running 365 days a year, including on Christmas Day. And if anyone wants to avail of any of our services, they're all available on turntome.ie.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You have a nice Christmas, Fiona, and hopefully, by the way, you won't have as many people calling you. And I don't say that in a negative way, but I say mm-hmm. that in a positive way, that hopefully less people mm-hmm. will be having a bad Christmas. So please, if you want more information, you want to get avail of those free counselling sessions, you can go to turntome.ie. Now, it's spelled T-U-R-N with the number 2 and then me, like turn number 2 me. Turntome.ie. Fiona, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air.
Thanks
to talk
so much
to
for having me.
Thanks. Don't forget, by the way, as well, if you need to talk to anybody, you can go to Turn to Me. But you can also, if you get to a crisis point and you know you need to talk to somebody, and it is really important that you know all the numbers for the Samaritans at 01116123. Childline, of course, you can text 50101, or you can contact 1-800-666-666. Also, you can go to Pieta House, of course. You can talk to them too if you need to. Suicide Prevention, and it's 1-800-247-247. Lots of people that you text and call. So never be on your own, by the way. If you're having a difficult Christmas or a tough time of it, never, ever be on your own. Remember, there's always people out there to talk to.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.